This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, filling in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear my show, The Conservative Circus, on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's out of Phoenix and Tucson, my friends, the biggest talk show host in, conservative talk show in Arizona. And it's the day after. We're going to talk about the sit down, the interview with Brett Baer and Kamala Harris. We're going to do that in the second hour, because I know you've heard a lot about that, you know, throughout the day. But my take is just a little bit unique, just a little bit. And in the third hour, I plan on talking about a flashback that I had as I was watching the media review of the interview. And the media, they're all over the place, but they did get their talking points out. They want you to know that, yeah, this was, it was tense. It was a terse, at times terse interview. But Kamala Harris, she did yeoman work. She went into the belly of the beast. If I wanted to be honest with you, I would tell you that Kamala Harris should have been doing these type of interviews from the very beginning. If she did, I think she'd be much better. She and Tim Walz, they would be much better. But my goodness, they were in such a hurry to get old man Joe Biden out of there that they kind of skipped over a few steps, some very important steps, like a primary. You know, about like, you know, winning some delegates. More on that a little bit later. Right now, there is a lot of excitement in the land. You have a lot of people who are bound and determined to vote for Donald J. Trump. Early voting has started in multiple states. I got my ballot, and I am turning my ballot in tomorrow. I think that all Americans should make sure that they vote early. In Georgia, we're getting fantastic news. They're breaking records. Republicans are like, oh, yeah, let's go. It's a party. It's a celebration. And that's what they're doing. They're celebrating the first day of early voting. It's like a Trump rally. People are rolling out. They're all excited. They're showing their enthusiasm for America First. They want America First policies. The same thing is happening right here in the great state of Arizona. You had MSNBC come on down and talk to some folks outside of Maricopa County. See, when you listen to this, you're going to think, oh, that's just Fox News. Nope, it's not Fox News. Oh, that's got to be Newsmax. Nope, it's not Newsmax. This report comes from an on-the-ground reporter over at MSNBC.
And I should note, we did not find a single person who audibly would tell us that they voted for Kamala Harris. These were Trump supporters getting out to vote early in the all-important Mojave County. Take a listen to some of our conversations.
Well, the difference is going to be that everybody's coming out early. Everybody that we talked to has made a special effort this year to vote. And it's, you can see it here in the parking lot. You know, this library's usually got 5 cars in it. There's a ton of cars in it now.
So you voted early for the first time?
For the first time.
Why did you vote early this year?
Honestly, because Donald Trump told me to.
What a good answer.
He keeps saying it, and I've been thinking about it, and so... Yep. Here I am.
We went one man who did not vote in 2020, but he said he was horrified by the state of the country, so he is voting here in 2024. We met three other voters, one that moved from California, one that moved from Oregon, blue states, who said that they moved here and were eager to vote in a state where Donald difference. And so it's those types of voters that not only Republicans are watching come to the polls, but also Democrats have a close eye, understanding that they need to really win the Maricopa County area to make up for any potential juicing of turnout here among the MAGA faithful in places like Mojave County.
If there's any kind of juicing of turnout, well, that's an interesting term, juicing. It's usually the left side of the aisle that juices. Republicans, for the longest time, we made Election Day our day, especially here in Arizona. But for the last election, couple of election cycles, we've just had some strange occurrences happen. Like, you know, a disproportionate number of the voting machines go down in Maricopa County. Oops. Before that, we had ballots that were too big to go into the ballot machines, and they were too heavy, and you could use the wrong kind of ink and just bollocks up the whole works. Oops. A couple of elections ago, you know, they forgot to open up some of the polling places. Oops. And we still have shenanigans going on here. That's why President Trump said, you know, get out early. We've got to beat the cheat. And that's exactly what people are doing. I love that. Well, you know, President Trump, he told me to go out to, you know, vote early. So that's what I'm doing. Amen, sister. In order for us to change the system, in order for us to one day, God willing, get back to paper ballots with pencils and have them counted in the precincts that night and then have the precincts, you know, report into the headquarters. In order for us to get back to that, we first must win at their game. Oh, we know they're going to cheat. See, last go around, they took advantage of COVID in the mail-in ballot. So around 8, 9 o'clock at night, when they found out they were getting their assets kicked, miraculously, in the battleground states, well, we're going to stop counting for the night. Ah, just a little bit tired here. We're going to send everybody home and then tape up the windows and barricade, you know, some of the streets so we can get the trucks in here with the packages to deliver the ballots. And we'll catch up with you in the morning, okay? And then by the morning, it's a miracle. You have Joe Biden. He surged in the wee hours of the morning. He went from trailing by 6 to leading by 4. Wow. Holy comeback kid, Batman. And you were there looking like Boo Boo the Fool. It was an early call in Arizona. We're calling to stay for Biden. Wait, but they're not done counting the votes. It's Biden. Shut your face. Biden. Oh. Okay. See, I don't know if they could pull that off again. So they changed up. Now the big cheat is illegals voting. Oh, yeah. Illegals voting. Well, you should see some of the news coming out here that we've been reporting on in Arizona. All the illegals come in and they go to these centers to get processed, and there just happens to be sign up for ballots there. Well, where are we going to send them to? These people are being shipped all over the country. It doesn't matter. I'll fill the ballot out for you. They get the federal ballot. Oh, you know what? You can be illegal and use the federal ballot. You see, if you're legal, you can't use the federal ballot. And if you're illegal, you can't vote on the state ballots, but you can vote on the federal. What the heck? Come on. Oh, yeah. You think that that wasn't part of the plan to get all these illegals up in here? Oh, yeah, we know we want to turn, you know, the overload the red states here. Well, we know it's cheap labor, but we got a threefer. We can give them a ballot. We got apartment buildings here where we have illegals that are holed up there. All of their services are paid for. They get shuttled back and forth to work, and they get a ballot. They had a reporter go and ask him, do you have a ballot? Yes. Who'd you vote for? Biden Harris. We got to beat the cheat. We've got to beat the cheat. Coming up, I'm going to get some reaction from the media about last night's debacle of an interview and where they may be headed next. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. The left are zealous for the blood of babies, going as far as supporting free abortions at the DNC. Kamala's extreme radical stance on abortion is evidenced in her running mate. At First Things reported, Tim Walz supports the right to infanticide. Infanticide is taking of a baby's life after birth. Now, that's insanity. The media has dubbed this as the abortion election. We have to stand up to this evil. When you join forces with Preborn, the largest pro-life organization in the nation, you are protecting the greatest victims in our society, babies in their mother's womb. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas in the nation, and they have rescued over 300,000 babies. When a woman considering abortion searches to end her baby's life, Preborn is there. The power of the ultrasound combined with God's love doubles a baby's chance at life. One ultrasound is just $28 and five ultrasounds are $140. To donate securely, just dial #250 and say the word, the keyword, baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We have a debate throughout the day. It wasn't a debate. It was an interview, a sit down interview. And boy, they went back and forth. Like, again, we're going to discuss some of the highlights of that interview in hour two of the Jesse Kelly Show. But the media reaction was curious to me. Now, of course, it broke along partisan lines. You had so many people say, yeah, she got her clock cleaned. Oh, my goodness. She didn't answer any questions. She tried to filibuster and turn everything back on Donald Trump. And that's true. But you also had Kamala Harris, you know, show off that she went into the belly of the beast. Yes, yes, yes. She was 15 minutes late. Yes, yes, yes. It was scheduled to be a half hour interview and didn't quite make it because, you know, they had production issues. And all of a sudden you had, you know, Team Kamala try to wind things up quick because she was getting chewed up. Yeah, that all happened. But you have her team saying, you know, she went in there. She did a great job. You know, as a matter of fact, Tim Walz, he was celebrating the big victory. He was on the campaign trail today, and he said, you know what? We're going everywhere, folks. We're going to be regulars over there on Fox.
We're going everywhere. Kamala and I are going everywhere. Between the two of us, we're about regulars on Fox News now. He's going out there, whatever. But Donald Trump's not going many places, and there's a reason why. He finally came out yesterday, and he did a little town hall on Univision. I don't know if some of you saw this. And he got pressed and asked, I wouldn't call them hard questions. I would ask them honest questions. And they asked him, why are you and J.D. Vance making up stories about people who are in this country legally, putting them at risk, spreading disgusting, untrue stories about folks in Springfield, Ohio, Aurora, Colorado?
And this is what they have to do. They have to go out and say, you know, why are you spreading untruths? Why? But then they have to ignore the 911 calls. They have to ignore the photographs. They have to ignore the citizens that are coming forward with eyewitness reports. But we're going everywhere. We're going everywhere. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. Again, I mean, do you waste your time trying to defend that? Donald Trump has gone everywhere twice. Donald Trump goes places and has been going places. You guys are just getting around to it. Donald Trump talks until everybody goes home. The reporters, they're exhausted. We got no more questions. He doesn't come late and leave early. Come on, y'all. But this is the spin that they had to put on this in the last few weeks. This is the spin that we're going to talk to everybody. We're going to leave no stone unturned. No, not us. Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head. He's back over there on CNN. I thought he got fired. This must be an all hands on deck situation. Because Mr. Potato Head, he's over there talking about how this was adversarial. That Brett Baird, whatever, that guy is mean.
Actually, I think this strategy from Harris was a Google strategy. She wanted Fox viewers to start to Google some of the things she was saying, because some of the comments she was making in this interview are foreign to the Fox audience.
What?
For example, General Mark Milley saying Trump is a fascist to the core. That's barely been covered on Fox News.
What are you talking about, Mr. Potato Head? You know what's been barely covered on CNN? The fact that General Mark Milley told the Chinese that if Donald Trump makes any kind of threat towards him, you know, he would give them, you know, an advance warning, like 7 days in advance. Does the CNN audience know about that, Brian? That's called treason, son. Seriously? Oh, some people over there at Fox News may not know that. Listen, I don't want us to have to stand up for Fox News or their listeners. Let's just say conservative listeners. Where do you get your information from? If you get it just from Fox News, you're hampering yourself. If you get it just from CNN, you're hampering yourself. We're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. But this is a new age. Brian Stelter is trying to act like, you know, this is like the 1990s or the, you know, late 80s. I'm sorry, no. The listeners over there at Fox News may not know. Mr. Potato Head.
So she was able to get some of those talking points in. This was the most adversarial interview Kamala Harris has probably ever done. Instead of getting to debate Trump again, she got to debate Brett Baer. And a lot of viewers are going to come away saying, wow, she's willing to do that. That's a sign of toughness and strength.
Ooh, toughness. You know, she's willing to, you know, debate Donald Trump. She wasn't supposed to be a debate. It was supposed to be an interview, meaning the interview asks the interviewer asks questions and the interviewee answers the questions. But she's not really capable of answering questions because she's vapid. So the strategy became to take over the conversation, filibuster, you know, on answering the questions and direct it back towards Trump. And this is what Brian Stelter says. People are going to see this and say, she's so brave. Well, thank goodness for, I think his name is Doug Schoen. Yes, Doug Schoen, a Democrat political analyst. Now, I think he did appear on Fox News to say this, but you tell me. Did he nail it? Is this a pretty good analysis?
I don't think it helped at all. I think she felt she'd reach some swing voters. But to me, the absence of clear answers, the real sense of, confusion to perfectly logical questions that Brett asked, to me, suggests that it underscored all the issues and concerns the few undecided swing voters have. Don't think it helped a bit, and it may well hurt her.
Yeah. I think I agree, Mr. Schoen. I don't think it helped a bit. Might hurt her. Didn't move the needle either way. Didn't help her out with moderates. Huh. Meanwhile, looking at debates, looks like President Trump was right again. We'll talk about that coming up next. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Every year when Apple releases the new iPhone, the big carriers play the same old games. Sign your life away for the next 2 years and get a free iPhone. Stop it. Don't fall for this. With Pure Talk, you can get great savings on the new iPhone 16, and you can still get an affordable data plan that fits your needs on America's most dependable 5G network. Now, how would I know? Because Jesse told me so. He has a new iPhone 16 from Pure Talk. Bottom line, stop falling into the same traps and overpaying for data you will never use. Listen to this. With Pure Talk, for just $25 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, plus mobile's hotspot. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract, no activation fee. You can even keep your phone and your number. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk. A little bit more on the debate reaction. You have Mika Brzezinski over there on The Morning Joe, a show that I don't watch very much, but, you know, it has its purposes. It tips off the elite in Washington, D.C., what's going on, what they should be concerned about, and helps prop them up when they're down. They're pretty down. They're pretty down because they know they're stuck. They have to support this hapless, empty vessel of a candidate. They realize that they're about to lose power, and there might be some consequences with that. That's why you have Mika Brzezinski on this morning saying that Brett Baer, her colleague, was mean.
We witnessed a man who spent his life as a down-the-middle journalist, seeming to throw it all away for his audience of one, interrupting the vice president awkwardly and unnecessarily, ignoring many issues that define this campaign, including a woman's right to health care freedom.
Ignoring many issues. Again, this was early this morning. Mika was popping off. So you have to understand that what's going on here is they're hoping that you don't understand what was going on behind the scenes. And what was going on behind the scenes? Well, you know, she arrived late. Who does that? She arrived late to the interview and then left early. Again, who does that? Well, someone who doesn't have anything to say. Brett Baer, you know, he tried to get it all in because he knew that they didn't have enough time. He's skilled, so he's able to do it, but still.
We were supposed to start at 5 p.m. This was the time they gave us. Originally, we were going to do 25 or 30 minutes. They came in and said, well, maybe 20. So it was already getting whittled down. And then the vice president showed up about 5:15. We were pushing the envelope to be able to turn it around for the top of the 6 o'clock. So that's how it started.
Yeah, that's how it started. And as far as Kamala Harris, I mean, he would try to get in there and redirect questions, but Kamala Harris wasn't having it. She was sticking to the script, and the script again was to filibuster and then blame Trump. And it was, I guess the left thinks that it worked for him.
I could tell when we started talking that she was going to be tough to you know, redirect without me trying to interrupt. I did this with President Obama. At one point, I just said, Mr. President, I know you like the filibuster. I just didn't even have the chance to sometimes redirect in those ways.
You know, it was getting so bad that you had Kamala Harris's people standing on the sideline. And, you know, in this next clip, it reminds me very much of, Rocky IV? When Apollo Creed was fighting a Drago, you know, from over here in Russia. And Drago wasn't playing. You know, you had Apollo Creed dancing around, you know, thinking he's living in America. Well, you know, Drago wasn't having it. Drago was beating him down, beating him down. Finally, you know, you had Apollo Creed's trade. Throw the towel! Throw the damn towel! That's what happened at that interview last night. They were telling her, we got to end this. You've got to wrap this up.
Dana, you've been on the other side. You've been on the wrapper as a press secretary interviewing a president. And, you know, I'm talking like four people waving their hands like it's got to stop. I had to dismount there at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrap it up, four people. This has got to end. That's how that whole thing went. I mean, and you know, oh, we're going to do more of these. No, they're not. They're going to try to bamboozle President Trump into another debate. No, they shouldn't. He shouldn't. Here, we got weeks to go. Let's just play it out. You do you, boo. You do you, boo. And we'll do us. And we'll see. Let the chips fall where they may. Meanwhile, let's get back in the Wayback Machine. Because we had, when President Trump was debating, I believe it was Kamala Harris. I get mixed up here. I believe it was Kamala Harris. And he talked about how crime was soaring since we had the Biden administration come in. And he got fact-checked. Remember that? He got fact-checked by David Muir.
How would you deport 11 million undocumented immigrants? I know you believe that number is much higher. Take us through this. What does this look like? Will authorities be going door-to-door in this country?
Yeah. It is much higher because of them. They allowed criminals, many, many millions of criminals. They allowed terrorists. They allowed common street criminals. They allowed people to come in, drug dealers, to come into our country. And they're now in the United States and told by their countries like Venezuela, don't ever come back or we're going to kill you. Do you know that crime in Venezuela and crime in countries all over the world is way down? You know why? Because they've taken their criminals off the street and they've given them to her to put into our country. And this will be one of the greatest mistakes in history for them to allow. And I think they probably did it because they think they're going to get votes. But it's not worth it because they're destroying the fabric of our country by what they've done. There's never been anything done like this at all. They've destroyed the fabric of our country. Millions of people let in. And all over the world, crime is down. All over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country.
Oh, but excuse me. The FBI defrauded. They were defrauding statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst crime. It was a fraud, just like their number of 818,000 jobs that they said they created turned out to be a fraud.
Boy, they ran around and they talked about how this president was wrong, how this president got fact-checked because he was lying about the crime statistics. Yeah, Jim Acosta, Daniel Dale over there at CNN.
Yeah, let's listen to this one bite about crime. Let's listen to that.
Their crime rate's coming down and our crime rate's going through the roof, and it's so simple. And you haven't seen anything yet. Because these people have come into our country and they're just getting acclimated.
But what, I mean, we know, I mean, generally speaking, crime is down across the country.
Crime is down, Jim. Yeah. This claim is not only not true, it's the opposite of reality. Crime has been falling for 1.5 years plus. Violent crime and murder significantly. We had a 6% decline in violent crime in 2023. Oh. It was a 15% decline in the first quarter of 2021.
Oh, wow.
Even starker declines in murder, 13% in 2023, 26% in the first quarter of 2024. So these are preliminary figures. The precise numbers might change when we get the final numbers, but there is no doubt about the direction. Crime is certainly going down.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about the direction. Crime is going down now. Shh. I don't want you to overreact to this, but there's a new report out. The FBI quietly revised their violent crime stats. Yeah. They revise the stats. They didn't want too many people to know, but they revised it and told the truth that crime is exploding in this country. The FBI crime statistics. Well, they weren't complete. They updated them. Golly! President Trump was right. Right again. Oh, it's so ridiculous. But look how far the lie has spread. It's taking root. Oh, I have something else I want to tell you. They are eating your dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. Just saying. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday morning, 6 to 10 a.m., on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. Such a pleasure to sit in for Jesse Kelly. You know, October the 7th. That was the 1 year mark of the worst massacre of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 1,200 Israelis were murdered and more than 250 taken hostage. The war in Israel rages on today. Israel and the Jewish people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides seeking Israel's destruction. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during this crisis. Since the war started, there are reservists, everyday Israeli citizens who have left families behind to serve their country, soldiers who have been injured, and their families need support. Your gift of $150 today, well, that helps. The fellowship provide the food and the other necessities to these families to help them survive. And thanks to a generous fellowship supporter, your gift will be matched to double in impact. Join Jesse in letting those families know that listeners like you stand with Israel. Call to make your $150 gift right now at 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-4325, or go online to supportifcj.org to give. That's one word, supportifcj.org. As we discussed earlier in the week while sitting in for Jesse Kelly, the Harris Walls campaign has a problem. They have a major demographic that's pulling away. We're talking about Americans of African descent. We're talking about men. Well, that's specifically, but also men in general. They're saving men. Men don't want anything to do with Harris and Walls. There's some new information about the Walls that's very disturbing. We have to keep up with that. But again, that's not the kind of thing that men would gravitate for or gravitate to. Not conservative men. And then with black men again, I mean, really, you've got Kamala Harris out there trying to talk to some young black men, and she's trying to woo them back into her camp. So, you know, the hard wagging of the finger didn't work from Barack Obama. They dare not go the route of Biden and say, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So they have to use food. Do you know at one time, Kamala Harris told a bunch of black folks that she makes a mean collard greens. Yeah, girl, yeah. One time she had to clean, so many people came over to the house, she had to clean her greens in the bathtub. Yeah. That's just, that's bona fide. You black, if you take the greens and you clean them in the bathtub. Here is Kamala Harris talking to a bunch of young men and again, using food as the hook.
So you may not know, but you will appreciate, I'm the first vice president to grow chili peppers at the vice president.
Including
Scotch bonnet peppers.
Come on now.
That's habanero.
Learn something new every day.
Girl, come on now. Come on, girl. Yeah, I make scotch butter. I grow scotch butter pepper too. Yeah, girl, come on now. Hush your mouth, girl. I didn't know this. I'm black, but scotch butter pepper? Is that a black thing? Is that what you put in your okra? Girl, you know, I make a mean fried chicken. Girl, you better get away. Go on from here. Boy, you get that fried chicken, you get that watermelon. That's why I need these young black men to come back to me. Not only do I look, I can cook. Yeah. Well, Americans of African descent, they're not being moved by this type of these tactics anymore. As a matter of fact, you got a Detroit barber who is weighing into the fray.
At the end of the day, I'm Trump because I my eyes open. I can see that he was doing a lot better than what we're going through right now. You can't even go to the grocery stores right now without making a life decision on what you want to get. You know, you got to compromise. We don't have to go through that 4 years ago.
You know, just being able to just live on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. It has become a little harder at this point in time.
Well, Kamala, I can't even go to the grocery store and afford to get that scotch butter pepper, girl. Hush your mouth. This is what they think of you. Let me rephrase that. This is what Democrats think of black folks. This is what they think. Black folks are like, my eyes are open. This is what the barber said. I'm with Trump because my eyes are open. I'm broke as hell out here. Do you see how much stuff costs? Kamala, I don't care about no scotch butter pepper or no habanero. I don't care that you cook greens, you wash greens in your tub, woman. I don't have a tub. I got an apartment with a shower. I don't have the space in the room. Rent's too high. Peppers, I don't have time for. I don't have any plot of land to grow scotch butter pepper. Kamala, I'm the first. What did she say? I'm the first vice president to grow. You grew that in the White House? Where did you grow this? Where did you grow this, Kamala?
So you may not know, but you will appreciate, I'm the first vice president to grow chili peppers at the vice president.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, girl. Oh, my God. Come on now. Y'all, come on now. Get on up out of here, Willis. What a joke. She wants to be your president. And she sat down to an interview with Bret Baier yesterday. And it was very revealing. We're going to talk about that interview. And I'm going to give you some finer points to look at with this. Also, I had a little flashback while watching that whole thing. I'm going to share that with you as well. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.